In business, unions have criticised Fair Work Australia's decision to increase the minimum wage by 3.4%. The nation's lowest paid workers have been given a boost of $19.40 a week. The Australian Council of Trade Unions says the increase isn't enough to keep up with the rising cost of living, but industry groups believe the rise will cripple small businesses. There are more signs of a tightening economy, with two major Australian companies announcing job cuts. Qantas has offered 350 voluntary redundancies to its 7,000 cabin crew. And insurance firm Amey has announced it will close all of its branches in the next 2 months. International officials say Greece will receive another instalment of its $150 billion bailout deal. European authorities and the IMF say the next tranche of their package will be paid most likely in July. The announcement comes after hundreds of protesters in Athens besieged the Finance Ministry building to rally against the government's austerity measures. And taking a look at the markets, the local share market has closed lower ahead of key US employment data. The All Ords and the ASX 200 gave up 0.4% by the close. Now, markets across the region are generally lower. Japan's Nikkei is down 63 points.